All right, let's dive into this superfood MD thing.
Yeah, looks like we've got a blog post here all about it
Yeah.
from some health and wellness website promoting this supplement.
And it sounds like from what you sent me, you're pretty curious about it.
Yeah, I mean, who isn't looking for an extra energy boost, right?
Totally. And
Like, let's be real. Most of us
yeah.
are reaching for that coffee first thing in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
So this blog post is claiming that this superfood MD is like a natural alternative, you know, saying you can get that sustained energy from like over 35 fruits and vegetables.
So instead of caffeine, we're talking about like a salad in a capsule.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a big claim.
The author of the blog post is saying it like changed everything for them.
Wow.
And they're really into this whole idea of whole food vitamins.
Yeah, I keep seeing people talking about that. But to be honest, I don't really get the difference, between that and like a regular multivitamin.
Yeah,
Is
so.
there really a benefit?
Well, the idea is that with a whole food supplement, you're retaining that like natural mix of nutrients,
Yeah.
you know, the way they're found at organic foods,
Okay.
and that this could actually enhance how your body absorbs and uses them.
Interesting.
And the blog post even quotes this doctor, Dr. Vinita Raman, who says that our bodies work best when they get nutrients from whole foods.
Makes sense, I guess. But does that mean everyone should ditch their multivitamins and switch to whole food supplements?
Not necessarily, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's quite as simple as saying one's better than the other. You know, there's a lot more to it than just that.
Right.
And like, we need to really look into the research behind all these claims, you know.
Yeah.
But this superfood MD is definitely playing into that idea that, you know, natural is better. And they're marketing it as this way to get the benefits of fruits and veggies, but in a really convenient way.
Well, yeah, and they go beyond just saying fruits and veggies are good for you. They
Yeah.
actually say what benefits each capsule is packed with, like sustained energy, boosted immune system, even enhanced cellular protection. And they break it all down too with their ingredient list, which is what, 35 plus fruits and
It's
vegetables?
a long list, that's for sure. And they really emphasize the variety of ingredients
Yeah.
and these potential synergistic effects, you know?
Synergistic effects.
Yeah. So, like, their vegetable blend has stuff like broccoli and spinach, those nutrient-dense greens.
Okay.
Then they've got detoxifying ingredients like wheatgrass and garlic, some immune-supporting veggies like cauliflower and red cabbage, and even things that are supposed to boost your metabolism like cayenne pepper and shiitake mushrooms.
It's like they put an entire produce section into a capsule.
Right. And that's just the veggies. They've got a whole fruit blend too.
Oh man, what's in that?
All kinds of things like antioxidant powerhouses like raspberries and cranberries, immune-supporting fruits like oranges and strawberries. Even some fruits that help with digestion, like papaya and aloe vera.
So it's like a whole farmer's market in a capsule, but how do they make sure your body can actually like absorb all that?
Yeah, that's a great question. And that's where they claim to have this like technological edge. They say Superfood MD had this advanced absorption technology that's supposed to maximize how much of the nutrients your body can actually use.
Interesting.
They use terms like molecular encapsulation, enzymatic activation, and nanoparticle distribution.
Okay, those all sound really impressive, but I gotta be honest, I have no idea what any of that actually means. Can you break it down for me?
Sure. So molecular encapsulation basically protects those delicate nutrients, you know, keeps them from breaking down during digestion. Then you've got enzymatic activation, which basically uses enzymes to break down those nutrients into smaller molecules that are easier to absorb. And finally, that nanoparticle distribution, that's where they take the nutrients and reduce them down to a nanoscale. And that can potentially increase their bioavailability. So basically, they're saying that even with all those different ingredients, their technology is letting your body actually get to all those nutrients.
So they're saying your body can use it all.
That's what they're claiming, yeah. But of course, like with any health product, you gotta look past the marketing and see what the science actually says. Like, this blog post doesn't have any independent studies to back up these efficiency rates.
Good point. So it sounds like getting all those fruits and vegetables in one little capsule is definitely appealing, but we need to do a little more research to see if the science actually backs it up.
For sure.
We don't want to just swallow their marketing whole, do we?
Not at all. We need to be a little skeptical.
Yeah,
A healthy
exactly.
dose of skepticism is always good.
All right, so let's put on our skeptical hats and keep digging.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah, all right. So let's take a closer look at some of these claims.
Okay, sounds good.
What do you think? Where should we start?
Well, I mean, that big number right off the bat.
Yeah, the 35 plus fruits and vegetables.
It's impressive.
Definitely.
Right.
But is it too good to be true?
Well, the blog post doesn't actually say how much of each ingredient is in there.
Oh, interesting. So some of those ingredients could just be in there in like tiny amounts.
Exactly. It's like with trail mix, right?
Okay, yeah.
It might say it has 20 different ingredients,
Yeah.
but really it's mostly just peanuts.
Right. So we don't really know the proportions of all these
And
ingredients.
that makes it hard to figure out, you know, what they're actually doing.
Right.
Plus, it ties back into that whole bioavailability thing.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Even if all those ingredients are actually in there
Yeah.
in decent amounts, you know, who's to say our bodies can even use them all?
And they didn't give us any studies to back up their claims
Yeah.
about that fancy absorption technology.
Nope, no independent studies.
No, we have to take their word for it.
Well, we could look for some studies ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
And speaking of needing more info, what about all those customer testimonials?
Oh, yeah, the blog post is full of them.
People saying Superfood MD changed their lives.
It's hard not to get swept up in that.
Yeah, I mean, those stories can be really convincing.
Totally.
But we have to remember, those are just personal experiences.
Not like hard evidence.
Exactly. Anecdotal evidence isn't the same as scientific
What
evidence.
suits?
What works for one person might not work for someone else.
True.
Plus, it's almost impossible to know if it was really the supplement that made the difference or something else in their life.
Right. They could have been doing other things too, like exercising more or eating healthier overall.
Exactly.
Oh, and what about the placebo effect?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's always a factor.
If you think something's going to work, sometimes it just does.
Right. The power of the mind.
So those testimonials might be totally genuine, you know,
Yeah.
but we can't automatically assume Superfood MD was the reason.
Nope. Not without more evidence.
So are we saying Superfood MD is a scam?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I mean, it's possible. It has some benefits.
Right.
It does have fruits and vegetables in it.
And they are good for you.
Some of those ingredients have even been studied, you know?
Like spirulina.
Yeah.
Didn't they say it has four times the antioxidants of blueberries?
Yeah, they did. But again, we don't know how much spirulina is actually in there.
Oh, right. Could be a tiny amount.
And even if those individual ingredients are good on their own, who knows how they work together?
Yeah, it's not just about adding more and more stuff.
Right. Some nutrients can actually interfere with each other.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's complicated.
So it seems like there's still a lot we don't know about Superfood MD.
Yeah, definitely.
We need to find some more research to see if their claims hold up.
Absolutely. We need some real evidence.
But even if they do have the science to back it up, we can't forget that no supplement can replace a healthy diet and lifestyle.
100% agree with you there.
Which brings up another question. The blog post didn't really address,
What's that?
couldn't you get the same benefits by just like eating more fruits and vegetables?
That's the billion-dollar question, isn't it?
Right. Why not go straight to the source?
I mean, think about it. When you eat real fruits and veggies, you're not just getting vitamins and minerals,
Right.
you're getting fiber too,
Oh, yeah, that's important.
which is super important for digestion and feeling full.
And plus, it's way more enjoyable to eat like a fresh, juicy piece of fruit
Totally.
than to swallow a capsule.
Right. Food is supposed to be enjoyable.
So even though Superfood MD might be convenient, you know, it's
Yeah.
not a magic bullet.
No, it's definitely not.
It's just one part of a bigger picture.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
All right. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground here today,
We have.
but there's still more to discuss.
Like what?
Well, we need to talk about some practical considerations
Okay.
and weigh the pros and cons of Superfood MD.
So our listeners can make an informed decision.
Exactly. So stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive. Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our Superfood MD deep dive.
Yeah, we've really gone through a lot.
From those whole food vitamins to the potential benefits and downsides.
And it sounds like you've really been thinking critically about it all.
Oh, absolutely. Gotta be informed, right?
For sure, especially when it comes to your health.
Exactly. So let's summarize. What are the key takeaways from all this?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is that Superfood MD isn't some magic solution.
Right. It's not a miracle cure.
It's a supplement. It's supposed to
Yeah.
give you a concentrated dose of fruits and veggies,
Right.
but it can't replace a healthy diet and lifestyle.
Yeah, you can't just pop a few pills and call it a day.
Exactly. Got to put in the work too.
And even though that ingredient list is super long and impressive,
yeah, over 35 fruits and veggies, it's a lot.
We still don't know exactly how much of each one is actually in there.
Right. And even if those amounts were substantial,
yeah,
there's still that question of bioavailability. Like, how much of it can your body actually use?
Plus, they didn't give us any independent research to back up their claims about that absorption technology.
No, none at all.
So it's hard to know what to believe, really.
And we have to remember those customer testimonials.
Yeah, those success stories.
They might sound really persuasive.
They do.
But they're not the same as scientific evidence.
Right. What works for one person doesn't always work for everyone.
So are we saying people should completely avoid Superfood MD?
Well, I don't think it's that black and white.
It really depends on the individual and their goals.
Like if you're already eating healthy.
Right, and you just want a little extra boost.
Yeah.
It might be worth trying.
But manage those expectations, you know.
Definitely don't expect a miracle.
And it's always a good idea to talk to your doctor before starting any new supplement.
Absolutely, especially if you have any health conditions
mm-hmm.
or are taking medications.
Okay, so let's say someone's considered all this and they're still interested in Superfood MD.
Okay.
What would you recommend they do?
Well, first I'd say do your research. Look beyond the marketing materials.
Okay.
See what the experts are saying. Are there any independent studies that back up the claims?
Good advice.
And I'd also recommend starting with a lower dose.
Oh, okay.
Than what they recommend on the label.
To see how your body reacts.
Exactly. Pay attention to any changes you feel.
Good point.
Both good and bad.
And of course, it all comes back to that question we talked about earlier.
About just eating more fruits and vegetables.
Yeah.
I mean, why not get your nutrients straight from the source?
Right. There's really no substitute for whole food nutrition.
Plus, it's just more enjoyable to eat like a big salad or a handful of berries.
Totally. Food should be delicious and nourishing.
So while Superfood MD might be a convenient option for some people.
Yeah, if you're on the go or whatever.
It's important to remember that it's not the whole picture.
True wellness comes from taking a more holistic approach.
Taking care of your body and mind.
Exactly. It's about nourishing yourself with a balanced diet, moving your body regularly, managing stress, getting enough sleep, and cultivating a positive mindset.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on.
We've really explored Superfood MD from all angles.
The science, the marketing, the pros and cons.
And ultimately, the decision of whether or not to try it is a personal one.
We hope this deep dive has given you the information. You need to make an informed choice.
And we hope it's encouraged you to be a bit more skeptical of health information you come across.
Do your research, think critically, and prioritize a holistic approach to your well-being.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Superfood MD.
And until next time, stay curious.